Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Some may call you rat catchers, others mercenaries, but we prefer the term adventurers. And at the Grey Hill Free Company, we believe in one thing above all: adventurers together strong. Many have gone on to do some great things under our name, not all of them good, but great things nevertheless. Hopefully you'll soon join their ranks. So gather round and let us regale you with one of the many stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Teapot is a sneaky little bitch. Also, Teapot is not really excited about staying back with the dogs. Mm-hmm. So if Marvin and their big animal handling check would like to stay behind with them, that is acceptable to Teapot. They will be the bard for this situation.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll sit my fat ass on the sled there and talk to the dogs.
Okay. Yeah, no worries. You stay behind, Marvin. So Teapot and Hot Lungs, both of you are, just a reminder, Teapot is pretty good at stealth. Hot Lungs, obviously you don't have a negative, but if you and Mangle approach, I will be rolling the plus one of you for stealth. Mm-hmm. And it just means that you're more likely to be spotted. But if you don't come along and somehow Teapot is still spotted, obviously you and Mangle will be too far away to really do anything about it.
That's true.
So yeah, you're kind of balancing here. Chances of approaching unnoticed versus if something goes wrong, everyone will not be in the area. Or there'll only be Teapot in the area.
Well, I'm not stopping to think, but I'm going very
close. Can Teapot, before we leave, get Marvin, or I can do it myself, but do another maybe bardic inspiration to help with this role?
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Before you guys head out, I basically continue the chat we were having earlier. I say we were having a chat, I was more talking at you of how important this could be and how tragic it would be if we failed in this quest and then died out here in the snow where it's all alone and sad.
Well, it's a good thing you did that because he would have failed the role otherwise.
No one here, little bitch.
All right. What's the longest range weapon that either of you, Hot Lungs or Teapot, have?
I have a crossbow.
Mangle does not have a ranged weapon.
Teapot has a crossbow.
Mm-hmm. Crossbow, and what did you say, sorry, Hot Lungs?
Also a light crossbow.
Okay, well, you're both at about the same range. At about the same time, then both of you can start making a shot. You can make the shot now, but you're in the long range category for your weapon, so it would be at disadvantage. Or you can make another stealth attempt, but this one, obviously, you don't get the bonus of the bardic inspiration. You can make another stealth attempt to get closer and not have disadvantage.
Okay, I'm, okay. Crouching down. Finger to lips, just testing out the wind, picking up some snow, dropping it, seeing how it is. I'm going to cash in careful aim.
Okay.
Where I, nice. All attack rolls I make with this round are with advantage.
Okay. So that'll cancel out the disadvantage. Mm-hmm. So you just won't have a penalty or a bonus. You, however, Teapot, will still be making this roll at disadvantage, unless you have something to help.
I don't have anything to just straight up hit. I have mm-hmm. something if I hit. If I do hit, I can follow up. But,
cool.
If they're stealthed, would that...
I have sneak attack.
Would that give advantage to cancel out the disadvantage if they're stealthed?
That's very true. I believe you're right, actually, yeah. So, you know what? Never mind. You can both make without disadvantage or advantage. I'll give you, because you spent the card, I'll give you advantage, hot lungs. But, yeah, you will just fire without disadvantage, Teapot.
That's fine.
Okay. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Better be ready. Okay. Hot lungs, you hit, and it's a critical hit because you rolled a 19. And Teapot, you also hit with a 19, but that's not a critical for you, unfortunately.
That's okay. Do I still get sneak attack damage?
Yes, you would still. Yes, you would. There's no range limit in 5th Ed, is there?
No, as long as you have advantage.
Yep. So, as long as you have advantage?
Yes.
Didn't have advantage on this.
Yep.
But you both hit. Mm-hmm. If nothing else, you both hit. Okay, so. Hot lungs deals. Hot lungs deals 18 points of damage.
Goodness gracious.
Oh, shooting. Sorry. Did you want the critical cards?
Yeah, sure. You know what? It'd be very funny if somehow, I don't think it's possible, but somehow it destroys the deer. Pierced ear, hot lungs, double maximum damage.
Oof.
Maximum double damage. Sorry, that means two different things depending on the order of. Anyway, you deal 8 plus 8 is 16 plus another 3 is 19 points of damage to the elk. Then before it's dead, but before it hits the floor, I keep wanting to call you Morgan Teapot. Before it hits the floor, you deal an additional to add insult to injury. You deal an additional 9 points of damage.
Respectable.
Yeah, you. The deer's head is gone, but you've got most of the deer still.
I'm like, best bit.
Yeah, how are you going to get its knowledge if you can't eat its brains? I know, hot lungs. And deer are so smart.
So clever.
So clever. How do they jump so high?
I don't know.
We'll unlock that knowledge somehow.
I'm figuring it out.
Yeah.
Got to get one of them jumping horses.
Anyway, you collect the reindeer.
Fantastic.
And as you're heading back to the sled, Mangle is with you. Mangle walks over, picks up the deer, throws it over his shoulder.
Teapot and Hot Lungs are not going to be able to drag the reindeer. Yeah. That is fully Polar Bear Man's situation.
I want to be just grinning, just beaming with like pride, and then just hands up to the Mangle appy.
Sure, he says. He picks you up as well.
Mm.
He's got the deer over one shoulder, you on the other.
Well, I'm gnawing at the deer
this
a bit.
This is day two. Have we softly introduced the baby Bjorn yet? Have we soft launched the baby Bjorn yet?
Sure, if you want. Yeah, okay. Mangle has the little wrap around his torso that you can slip into.
I slip into that, and whatever is in mouth shot, I will start gnawing at the deer.
Okay. Gnawing on a leg, let's say.
Oh, like a little hoof. It's good for my back teeth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keeps them sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Marvin, while you're waiting for them to return, mm-hmm. you can see north of you, the direction that you're heading, there is, at the horizon, there's a little silhouette of a figure standing. It looks like they're watching.
Mm. How far away, and do I get any...
On the horizon.
On the horizon. So pretty far away.
Pretty far, yeah.
And I can see them.
You can see them. They can see you.
Okay. But what kind of... silhouette is it? Does it look like animalistic? Does that it look humanoid? Look like a vulture? You know,
it is. First off, get a good boy card.
Oh yeah,
it is a humanoid. Looks specifically dwarf sized and shaped. So you assume it's maybe a glacial dwarf.
Okay.
You can't see at this distance. You can't see if he has a face full of hair. But, yeah, definitely looks like a dwarf, but maybe who knows what type. You can see just past him is a yuck, one of the big beasts of burdens. Okay. It looks like it's probably for riding.
Sweet. Well,
you can also, sorry, you also make out that he is definitely watching. He has like a spyglass and he's looking at you through it. When you are after staring at him for a little while, you see he collapses the spyglass, gets on the yuck and meanders north.
Away from us.
Yeah, away from you. Yeah.
So I imagine it's like a scout of where we're going.
Perhaps, yeah.
So because of the crit that I got, I mm-hmm. get a bardic inspiration back due to College of Tragedy feature.
Cool.
Nice, which is
whenever you or an ally within 30 feet of you rolls a one. Nope, not that one. Oh, shit, I don't get it back. I only get it back when I fail.
Never mind.
Cool. We just got to do worse. So let me know if we fail.
Well, yes, yeah. I will.
And that's for me or any ally over cool. 30 feet. All right, well, I clock that information. They're not coming towards us, so I'm not in a rush here.
Mm-hmm.
And I will wait for my companions to return, and I will let them know what I saw when they return.
Mangle makes a concerned face but doesn't say anything.
Mm. It was John. What was the chant?
John Ton.
John Ton. I'm just happily chewing on that leg, just muttering John Ton.
Okay.
Do I clock the concerned look?
Yeah, you clock it.
You seem a little concerned there. Mangle, is everything all right with that?
Strange behavior. Nothing necessarily concerning, just strange behavior, I suppose.
Dwarf scouting for any visitors is strange. They're not cautious.
I wouldn't say that they're not cautious. I just have never known them to specifically watch people like... the four of us are nothing, quite obviously, adventurers. I would think that would be pretty obvious from our appearance. And there's not a lot in the way of banditry here in these parts, so I couldn't imagine why he would have been watching us. Maybe, just strange, I suppose.
Maybe he just never saw a hedge like myself, wondering what it was. Yeah, I mean, it could be very many things. We'll just keep that in mind, I guess, as we're traveling forward.
John Ton.
Mangle, what does John Ton mean?
I think roughly translated, it means little one.
You know what? That's actually pretty apt.
That's cute, Adam.
It's really cute.
Awesome. I like the – yeah, that's great. All right. Well, you guys seem like you were very successful very fast.
I want to like just puff up my little chest. There's like a little bird kind of like real proud. Like,
ah. People just realizing with this whole like absolutely – extreme prejudice reindeer murder that Hotlongs were able to accomplish is sort of like the mathematics of why Hotlongs was put on this mission with us is like starting to get an answer, because previously it was like fucking why.
Yeah.
But like now it's sort of like Hotlongs has impressed Teapot. Hotlongs has given Teapot a ration and has extremely mortified something with like competency. So Teapot is just sort of like, huh? Okay. To the creepy dwarf looking at things, Teapot is not super concerned. Maybe this is kink.
Sure. And you don't want to kink shame. Absolutely.
No, absolutely not.
Kink shaming is not Teapot's kink.
That's fair. You keep traveling on.
Not our problem.
On the
we'll come back to bite us at all.
No.
There's no reason. they won't be revisited at all.
On the third day, so each of you get a long rest, recover anything you might on a rest. Oh, yeah, you should all be full hit points now.
Mm-hmm.
If you weren't before, you are now. On the third day, you come to, or you're approaching a, you can't see it, but Mangle points it out. Thankfully, you got a good guide. And Mangle points out that there is a crevasse ahead of you, but it is so it is covered by a very thin layer of snow. The second you step on it, there's no structure to it. It's being held up through sheer tension on the surface, nothing else. The moment you step on it, it will fall away. There is a bridge that runs over the crevasse, which also helps mark where the bridge is. Mm-hmm. You absolutely would have been very baffled as you see just the flat landscape and there's a bridge. As you approach the bridge, you can see something's wrong. It's Imagine a sturdy, it would have once been sturdy stone and wood bridge, but it has been, oh, and it's about 50 feet in length. The center has been broken away, and now the layer of snow is there, but it looks, it's a very bizarre sight. Looks like some sort of strange sculpture you might see in a city. It's just one end of the bridge, the other end of the bridge, and a broken mid part, about a 30-foot jump.
Mm. 30 feet is really fucking long.
Yes. Matt, as you approach, and when you spot it, Mangle makes a noise of dismay. Oh, my. This is very, very, very bad for us. I couldn't even tell you, if we went to the left or right, I couldn't even tell you how far until we could get round the crevasse. There might be another bridge, but this one is certainly the only one here within reasonable distance.
Question.
Down, please.
He lets you down.
Can I just, like, scurry over to the edge of the rope? Or the edge of the bridge?
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Just want to have a look at seeing if it's been cut, if it's been gnawed, if it's been chewed, if it's been smashed.
Unfortunately, Hotlongs, you're not much of an expert in what do you call it, in architecture or, yeah, masonry. It just looks broken. It's hard to tell what did it.
The dwarf that we saw before, would I imagine they would have been on the other side of this bridge?
Or? No. He definitely would have been on your side.
So he would have had to.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Get across.
He got across somehow, yeah.
Well, the person we saw yesterday, or I saw yesterday, would have been on this side and is no longer on this side. So it has to be some way across. I don't know exactly how they did. It could have been magic. Could have been a grappling hook. Or
Or maybe they went across it and then blew it up on the way back.
Could have been a lot of things. It could have been broken for some time, and he just knows another way across.
Could I investigate the bridge, see if there's like anything fresh on top, if it looks older, any signs of like powder?
What's your survival? Oh, your survival's pretty good.
Pretty high.
Why weren't you tracking? You looking at the bridge, you could see that there are tracks that go over the bridge, starting on your side, ending on the other side, that look less than a day old. This break, while you also are not much of an expert necessarily in engineering, you could tell that this break has happened within 24 hours.
This does look relatively new, so you may be onto something about it breaking recently. All right, well, do we have anything to get? The sleds are going to be a problem.
As part of that survival check, I would say that you can see that there is no age or wear on this bridge. It doesn't look like it fell apart just because it broke with time.
Yeah, it was intentionally sabotaged.
Yeah, it looks intentional.
Okay. Could I test like a foot or like
or some
a
act of God? It could have been something like that.
Could I test to see if it's maybe a
dear
illusory?
God, fuck up this bridge. Thank you.
That's what priests say all the time.
Can I test to see if it's illusory of some sort?
Yeah, absolutely. You, I guess that'd be a wisdom saving throw. You roll, and I'd say, you know, you got a 10.
Yeah, okay.
So if that affects how confident you are in your assessment, you don't think it's illusionate. You don't think it's an illusion. It looks genuinely broken.
Understood. All right. Well, let's think about this for a second. We got the sled. So even if we got across, the sleds are going to be a bit of a hassle to get over there, rather. Tragic. We don't want to leave Wussy on the lot here. So any ideas? I look at Hot Longs oddly.
I start rubbing, like I take little patches on me.
One moment.
Hemp and rope.
I'm so sorry. I know we're in the middle of something, but your mic was blocking one of your things, so it looked like you had the full Tars hand. Yeah, sorry. Please continue.
It's just going through all like little patches and things mm-hmm. on my pack, just dumping everything out, like a shield, a rope, a piston, a tinderbox torch. 10 gold, if that is important.
Oh. 10 gold.
10 gold spills out as he's doing this. Yeah.
Several dice sets, just bits of food.
Mm-hmm.
Rope over Ed. Wheel. Put rope, wheel, pull.
Oh, like pulley. A pulley system.
I look at you, just, I don't know what that means.
Pull.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pulley. Yeah. That could help.
Rope, tie. I point to Mangle.
Oh, chuck.
Big.
Tie, throw.
That could work as well. Him, tie, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Him, jump, leave, jump, tie, dog, jump, leave. Him, jump, tie, me.
Are you following jump, this?
I kind of, actually.
Him, jump. Yeah, like squinting, will turn to Mangle and be like, could you jump that?
I could certainly try, he says.
I jump. Is like a big jump.
You
space.
Could try anything yeah. once, is what
he I guess what I fear is, on the off chance that I don't make it, there's just nothing on this side that could stop me from falling.
Rope?
Yeah, I think my weight would destroy what's left of the bridge if you tied it to that.
Pin, ice, snow.
The snow's not really a solid surface for the pittons. Look, I can try it, absolutely. I'm fairly confident I can get to the other side, he says. There's an air of doubt in his voice, but he seems confident enough to try, at least.
Could we manage to... Does anyone else have rope, or is this me?
I believe all three of you have rope.
We all have adventurers.
There's certainly rope is part of the supplies that you bought.
Yeah.
Rope, you pick up, throw.
What am I throwing?
Over.
Now, I mean, this is a safer prospect because we could tie a rope to you, but I'm just letting you know, I can't guarantee I could throw you to the other side. I reckon good chance.
Strong.
I'm very strong, yes. All right, if you're willing to do it.
Teapot, you have any ideas yourself? I know we've been brainstorming a little bit.
There are several options here. Getting Hot Longs to other side so that they may be tie rope over there and create some sort of like climbing situation. Tight rope maybe might be good. Any other situation means that we are not missing or we are not making our deadline.
True. Do you have anything in the realm of magic that could potentially help? Like I have magic. Am I disposed? Do you have magic?
I put a hand on your shoulder and I cast friendship.
Wonderful. Now, is this that would be nice to be friends or like an actual spell?
The spell friends.
Oh, okay. Cool. I don't resist it. No.
I don't think there's actually a saving throw involved.
Yeah, fantastic.
Just gives him advantage on the next persuasion check.
Wonderful. Oh, yeah, that's dangerous. Oh, God. You do that tap? I'm liking what you've been putting to the table here, Hot Longs. You know, maybe didn't give enough credit where credit's due.
Most of Teapot's magic casting fucks more shit up than unfucks shit up.
Mine's more plant and animal focused.
Can I lean over the edge and spit down to see how far it is?
There's the sheet of snow that's currently there. You'd need to give it a bit of...
Tap, 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 tap.
That would be leaning... So are you doing it from the bridge?
I was trying to
see the bridge is elevated a little bit over it.
How far?
It's far enough that it would be... You would need...
I'm asking Mangle. Like, how far? And I point down.
Oh, it's like to the bottom, he says.
Not climb, walk, climb?
No, it would the climb down and then back up. I mean, I exaggerate, not to the bottom of the world or whatever, but the climb down is far.
And the dogs won't be able to climb. The yes. dogs are going to be an issue here. And you don't know of any other way around?
I don't know how far away either. I don't know if we should turn left or right. I know there is a way, another way around, but I don't know how far to the left or right it is.
Understood.
Can I grab that rope and an arrow, just tie it to the end of the arrow into my crossbow? And what is the bridge made out of?
It's made out of wood and stone.
Can I try and
fire it into the other side?
Into like, yeah, somewhere where it'll hit.
Okay, yeah. You... aim and fire the the crossbow bolt embeds itself in the other side. It maybe doesn't embed it. You maybe see like a really good looking hunk of wood, really attractive ripped hunk of wood. No, you see a hunk of wood that you are like, that would be a great spot to hit. You miss that, but you still do embed it in just a different part of the bridge. It's not as sturdy as you would have liked it to have been.
I want to like just tug a little bit, tug a little bit.
It seems sturdy enough for one of you without your packs to get across, but add equipment or mangle and it definitely is going to lose its...
Sort of test it a little bit. I want to like, take off the pack or whatever and then just hand the end of that rope to Mangle.
Mangle holds, he wraps it around his paws.
I just grab someone else's rope and like tie that around my waist and that around the actual rope itself.
Sure.
Like a little, so a little guideline.
Sure,
And then I want to crawl across. Scurry across.
I'll make that an athletics check.
I will give him Bardic Inspiration.
Okay. Do you want to use your Bardic Inspiration? Can you use it before or after you know the result of the roll?
I forget. For 10 minutes, the creature can add it to one ability check, attack roll, or saving throw. This can be done after seeing the roll, before knowing the outcome.
Oh, well, you rolled a 16. You want to use it?
16 seems high.
16 seems pretty high. You can use it if you want.
That's 16 then plus my bullshit?
Yeah, plus your bullshit. Yeah, all right. You are correct.
Yeah,
you are fine.
Yeah, that probably gets inspiration for 10 minutes. Then.
Excellent.
You make it to the other side without any issue.
I wave.
A little wave. Oh, audio medium. We both wave.
All right.
Now what?
Yes, great question. Can you throw me the rope?
Yeah.
You throw the rope.
I probably not throw it. Do the same thing. Tie a...
Oh, no, you couldn't take your light crossbow with you. That's your... Yeah, that's part of your kit.
Okay, oh, damn. I can... If I dislodge... And that, I could dislodge the rope and he could pull it? Because he's holding... Or is he in the rope on my tum-tum?
Well, yeah, he just... You don't need the rope attached to you anymore. So he's like, throw me the rope.
I try and throw the rope then.
Yeah, I think you, maybe it takes a couple goes, but I think you can throw it across. He, maybe if you get like, if you have a lot of trouble, Mangle's like, knot it at one end just to give it some weight. You do that, you get the rope across. Now at your end, Mangle ties it to one of the posts on your end and then gestures, do the same on your side.
I do the same.
Yeah, all right, you now have one of the ropes is tied from end to end. And you know what? You could take the other end now, the other rope, the one you climbed across, and you and Mangle can tie it. So now you have two ropes tied from end to end. All right, we might have trouble with the sled, but now any one of us can get across without too much difficulty.
Yeah.
Sled and the dogs.
Teapot, rock, paper, shears, or do you have a preference?
For getting over?
Yeah.
No, whatever works.
I'll stay behind just in case there's something to do with the animals.
Right.
I'll go last or
sure,
or
sure,
after
sure.
You there, Teapot.
Right. Okay. So then Teapot will scurry over the ropes.
Okay.
The other side.
You make it across without any issue.
Excellent.
All right. Okay. Good, 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 good.
I want to start sniffing around to see, like, if there's anything around, basically. A bit on watch.
Sure. You make a survival check. You can see there are many trails going that, you know, because this is a kind of a bottleneck, there are many trails going towards the bridge and away from the bridge on your side. You can see most of them seem to be going away from the bridge more than towards. You can see the freshest set of any of these tracks are big yuck prints in the snow heading away from you.
As in, like, towards the settlement or away from the settlement?
Towards the glacier dwarf settlement, okay. Away from the further into the interior.
Gotcha. Yeah, so they're not. No one's fleeing, is what I'm trying to.
No, what do you mean fleeing?
Well, I feel like all these lot of tracks, like say leaving the dwarven settlement, if they're fleeing.
Mm. Oh no, yeah, most of the tracks seem to be heading further in, including the yuck tracks.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, which would be towards the settlement.
That makes sense. I don't mention it.
Yeah.
Standing right next to Mangle, like at knee high to a duck kind of size there. I'm gonna look over and go, "Well, Mangle, any ideas about our five friends back here?"
Yeah, I think we have enough rope to create like a what do you call it? Like a actually, the dogs are already wearing harnesses, but we could. I mean, as crazy it might sound, we could create like a type of pulley type system and then pulley the dogs across. Yeah. Yes.
I just start nodding like, I can't hear this. But you know I'd be nodding and looking smug.
Yeah. It wouldn't work like a proper, because we're just wrapping it around the ends of the bridge. Wouldn't be as easy to use as a pulley system. And we should be checking the rope constantly to make sure it doesn't get any wear or tear damage.
Oh, absolutely.
But I think we could get the dogs across like that.
Okay, I could potentially do some druid craft to make some like sturdy vines or something like something small to help with the stability there.
Sure, sure.
And then one at a time going over, and then the sleds.
The sled we could do the same way, just tie it up in a rope type harness. That one obviously would have to be very careful with, because the dog harnesses, I'm quite confident in their make ferry the dogs across, because they have to carry the weight of the dog. Oh, yeah. But any harness we make for the sled, we'll want to do this in small installments, which obviously will cause more wear and tear on the rope.
I
think it's smarter than sending the sled with all of our equipment across and then it falls off.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get started on these dogs then.
Mm-hmm.
And start shuffling over.
That's all for today. Don't forget to check in next time, where we'll continue this story of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.